Hey everybody, welcome to episode 6 of the Citrus College Clarion Podcast, where we cover the top headlines in the Clarion newspaper located at Citrus College. All stories discussed can be found on ccclarion.com. Today's episode is from issue 16 of the Clarion. I'm your host, Alex Lomeli, and I am a freelancer for the Clarion. I am joined today by my co-host, Ryan Thompson.
Hey everybody, this is Ryan, and I am web editor for the Clarion.
Today, we will be discussing the articles, ASCC Opposes Smoking, Only Trustees Can Change Policy, by Zaina Cummins. Student government at Citrus College continues to advocate for a non-smoking campus. Citrus College is a tobacco-permitted campus having multiple designated smoking areas. Students are allowed to smoke on campus, yet ASCC has advocated to ban smoking on campus for several decades now. Students in 2016 took a survey held by ASCC, and the majority wanted to ban smoking on campus. Previous efforts by ASCC to bring recommendations to the Board of Trustees have failed to gain any traction. The article states that the ASCC students cannot directly change policy. So the problem is they have tried in the past for decades. They have tried to make resolutions and make recommendations for the Board of Trustees to address, and they just... it fails to gain any traction. They dismiss it, or it just doesn't get enough support. And it's very hard. It's very hard for the ASCC government to make changes that are necessary, or they feel are necessary, because they don't have a lot of power to enact complete school-wide policy change.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, that is up to the Board of Trustees. And at the same time, a lot of the problem that comes up too when they're trying to change something like smoking on campus is that the ASCC board, the students, they get changed and reelected every semester.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard when a group of students has this idea to ban smoking, and then next semester, they're not even in those positions anymore to enact their kind of, the problems that they want to address. So it kind of gets just put on the back burner a lot.
I mean, I think it's pretty terrible that they had a survey that showed that most students on campus don't want smoking on campus, yet the ASCC can't really do anything about it. It's up to the Board of Trustees, but the ASCC is supposed to be our voice, the voice of the students. So for the Board of Trustees to not take that in mind and do something about it, that's inexcusable, in my opinion.
Right. But also, I'm sure there's a lot of students that support it as well, because I know just walking around campus and stuff, I see students smoking all the time. You know, there's just right by the ED building, there's a lot of international students that come from these countries where smoking is just very part of the culture, and you get a bunch of kids smoking. And then just today, I saw someone's vaping. So that's another issue coming up too. It's like, look at all these people, you know, you could vape, you could smoke, and there's just these resolutions don't get enough traction to even make a difference.
True.
And it really, and that brings up to my next point, which is that it really does seem like the BOT, it's really just up to the Board of Trustees to make a matter, to make something out of this matter, and taking the time out of their agendas to address it. And just to kind of also give some background a little bit, the UC system and the Cal State system have banned smoking on their campuses. So you're not allowed to smoke on those college campuses. Mm-hmm. So the only higher education institution in California that allows smoking are the community colleges. Now, some community colleges have banned it already, like Pierce College, for example, which is still in the Los Angeles County. And there's some community colleges that have taken the initiative to not do it, but collectively as a whole, the community colleges have not done it. The reason why that is because on the Board of Governors just passed a resolution to request all California community colleges to be tobacco-free campuses, which means that they place the responsibility of making that decision on local boards.
Yeah.
And in our case, that's our Board of Trustees, which they control the Citrus College District. That's kind of an issue because these campuses, the UCs and the Cal States already decided we don't want smoking on our campuses anymore. Yet the community colleges, now it's up to each individual local board to make their own decision. And that would be kind of hard. I mean,
You know, everyone knows that bureaucracy takes time. And so to not get it done right away when they could have, I think that was not the wisest of choices. I mean, I think it's important to mention that a resolution is not a law. It's nothing like that. All it really is a suggestion. And so that's all it really did, was to suggest that community colleges should ban it, but they're still leaving it at the discretion, as you were saying, of the local governing board of those colleges.
Exactly. And also, one thing I also wanted to bring up too was that community college is also different from a CSU and a UC, because you don't have students living on campus on a community college. People don't live on these campuses. And you're more prone to secondhand smoke when you're living with people who are smoking, or when your neighbors smoke. And there's students living in dorms on these campuses, and they don't allow smoking in those dorms and those campuses. And it makes sense, because you want to protect the health of your students.
Yeah.
And in this case too, I see why you would want to do that for Citrus College as well. You want to protect the health of your students, so because this is a place for higher education, not for recreational activity.
Exactly.
But the thing is that ABC actually published an article on August 8th of last year. They said that a third of college students still smoke nicotine-related products. And that was backed by a Harvard research study. And the thing is, there's a lot of people that still smoke. And when you come to these type of public institutions, you kind of expect that you have the right to kind of do something like that.
Yeah.
So there's two sides to it. And no one lives on Citrus College. And if you were affected by smoking, you could walk to another quad area where no one's smoking at all. I mean, do you see a lot of, have you ever had that problem of inhaling secondhand smoke?
Oh, definitely. When I'm walking across campus, I mean, I don't think I even really notice that I'm breathing in the smoke, but I constantly see people smoking cigarettes on campus. And there definitely have been times where I have gotten close enough to where it bothers me. I mean, luckily I have had to deal with cigarette smoke from when I was a kid, because both my parents smoked cigarettes, but that still is no excuse to allow it on a college campus where there's people that maybe suffer from asthma. That was actually something that was brought up, I think even in the article, that there's students that suffer from asthma. Actually, it was James Duffy's campus question. He asked a student what she thought of smoking on campus, and she said that she suffers from asthma, and to have the smoking on campus causes her to have asthma attacks. So that's unfair. She comes here for school and has to deal with cigarette smoke when it really shouldn't even be allowed except for in the designated areas.
Right, where you're supposed to be 20 feet away from a building, and people still smoke by the building. Like,
right.
It doesn't matter. And there's ashtrays. And I think we should mention that too, that there's just the amount of trash cans that you see on our campus, you'll also see that equivalent of ashtrays around. There's definitely like plenty of ashtrays located all around campus for people to, you know, do that. And I did also want to leave on this note, stated on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention website, cigarette smoking is the leading cause of preventable disease and death in the United States, accounting for more than 480,000 deaths every year, or about 1 in 5 deaths. So that's something to consider as well, that our college still allows a practice that is also the leading cause of death in the United States. One of the leading causes of death in the United States.
Yeah, that's an insane stat.
But I think that pretty much sums it up for this episode.
Yeah, sounds good.
That does it for this episode of the Citrus College Clarion Podcast. Again, you can find all articles we discussed on ccclarion.com. Do you know about something the Clarion should be covering? Email us at contact.ccclarion.com. This also concludes the Citrus College Clarion Podcast for the spring 2018 semester. Thank you for your support and all our listeners out there.
Yeah, we appreciate you lending us your ears. Thanks, everyone.